K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Monica.
Hi, Monica, you win.
No freaking way.
Yes, oh my freaking
God, I've been
way.
Going all day.
I'm glad you kept calling. You got a pair of tickets to the private show with Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock.
Thank you so much. You are making my day.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder. What's up, party people? On the show today, we'll talk about the near chemical disaster in Garden Grove. We'll talk about what's up with Florida, a drone show where most of them fell into the water. People are dumb. A Florida criminal wrote a book about his crimes and then tried to rob one of the banks that was in his book and got caught. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we have an extra pair of tickets for you to see Death Cab for Cutie June 3rd, which is next Wednesday at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You are pathetic.
While thousands have been allowed to return to their homes, 16,000 people are still under evacuation orders.
Got some details on that coming up, along with some charities that you could support if you'd like to on K-Rock. I was talking with Megan last week about Oasis and how it seems like it was 3 or 4 years ago. It was just last year that they came to the Rose Bowl. Biggest news by far is the chemical possible explosion, possible leak.
While thousands have been allowed to return to their homes, 16,000 people are still under evacuation orders.
Here's one of the people that were able to return home.
I'm so emotionally happy to go back home.
4 days after escaping danger from that toxic tank crisis in Garden Grove, Giovanna and her sons returned home, unloading all their precious items, like her kids' photo albums.
When I was watching the news, I was thinking, what do you grab and take with you? And you have photo albums, old photos that aren't necessarily digitized. I assume that's right at the top.
They said, no, we have to keep that.
They learned their neighborhood at Killarney and Lamplighter is safe. The initial threat forced Giovanna and her family to spend Memorial Day weekend with her friends instead of at their home they just purchased just days before Friday's mandatory evacuation.
They just signed the paperwork and had the home, and they had to flee. That's crazy.
I was so scared and devastated. Like, I don't know what to do.
And then there's the ongoing threat to control the incident at GKN Aerospace.
I haven't heard why something like this is in a neighborhood like Garden Grove. That seems odd.
Neighbors headed home wonder if the danger could also return.
It was an eye-opener for us to realize that we have to be better prepared for the next one.
That is what frustrates me. They knew they have chemicals like that. Why don't they have the safety measures in place?
That's a great question. They never once considered what if it leaks? I always think it's important to watch after something like this happens because the encouragement that it gives your heart when people jump into service and help people who need it is always great. Here's a Channel 4 report on some of the charities.
In a disaster like this, it's really a privilege to be able to show the helpers reaching out to the community. And one of those big ones, World Central Kitchen here, is just getting started with their dinner service. They've got a layout of sandwiches, fruit, drinks for people who are in need and have been evacuated. And as you can see from our overhead camera here at Freedom Hall, this is just one of those resources that are out here for people who have been evacuated. There's been so much demand, thousands of people in need, and a lot of people meeting the moment here in this community.
It's really important for us to help them as quickly as possible, to get a hot meal in their hand, to let them know that somebody's looking out for them, somebody cares.
World Central Kitchen has been out here since Saturday. Now, along with the food service here, Freedom Hall has been acting as an overnight shelter with bed space for families. And the Red Cross is also offering free donated clothes to those who had to leave their homes so quickly they may not have had time to even pack their bags.
World Central Kitchen is a great charity with Chef Jose Andres. It's somebody that I've supported for a long time, has a great rating. You can look up charities and how much of your money goes exactly where, and they use money in the best way possible, and they show up immediately and start serving food. So I just wanted to point out World Central Kitchen. Check them out. They do great work. We have a private show with Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on June 3rd, which is next Wednesday. Your next chance to get tickets for that is coming up right after Bush on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt, you're caller 20. You win.
No way, really?
Yep.
I never got through before. That's amazing.
Congratulations. You got a pair of tickets to the private show with Death Cab for Cutie in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock, and that is June 3rd, which is next Wednesday.
I almost didn't call. Thank goodness.
I'm glad you did. It is world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Have you ever heard of a skunk ape?
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the it's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida?
The headline, Florida skunk ape reported across the state. Here's where it's been sighted.
Yeah, they're calling it a Florida skunk ape. Is that just an ape that smells terrible? What is a skunk ape?
So it turns out where I-4 meets I-95, that is a hotbed for this mystical Bigfoot-like legend.
All right, it's a mystical Bigfoot legend that is also a skunk and an ape. The newsroom is tossing it to their expert on skunk apes.
You talk to a dedicated skunk ape researcher because that exists, and he shared some video with you, Tony.
Now, this reporter you're about to hear has the craziest, lowest AI-sounding voice, but he looks like he's 23 and maybe still in his last year of college.
Oh, yeah, that he did, Justin. And the skunk ape is what some might call a cryptid. Now, that's something that people claim exists, but it's never been proven.
Is he talking through a voice box?
And that makes it our version of Bigfoot or the Sasquatch, which I'm sure a lot more folks are familiar with. Mm-hmm. Only ours is much, much smellier.
So it's a smelly Bigfoot?
So, be ready to plug your nose if you come into contact. Many accounts say that the skunk ape smells of rotten eggs or moldy cheese. Not pleasant.
Well, I assume if you're close enough to smell it, you've got a great picture of it that's crystal clear.
And this, by the way, is an AI recreation of what it may look like from the security company Vivint.
Okay, so you don't have a picture of it at all. You have an AI rendering of what it might look like. And in the AI rendering, it's blurry.
Yeah, they helped us out with that one. Thanks, guys. Now, one of the foremost believers is Dave Shealy, founder and owner of the Skunk Ape Research Headquarters down in Okopee.
Guys, there is a Skunk Ape Research Center in Florida.
He sent us supposed footage of a skunk ape that he took in July of 2000 out in the Everglades. Now,
fingers crossed, it's a clear video.
The blurry, grainy footage shows a dark bipedal figure out in the distance striding through the tall grass of the South Florida landscape.
Come on, man. It's every Bigfoot sighting ever. Way in the distance, blurry. Can't really make out what it is, let alone a skunk ape.
And he claims it runs as fast as a deer.
All right, that's new info.
Now, Shealy also sent us a bunch of photos of himself on the hunt, and notably, of his plaster mold of what is a supposed skunk ape track.
Yeah, this seems to be getting faker by the second. It's not as big as a Bigfoot, but it's a skunk ape track. Or not.
An FWC spokesperson told News 6 there is no direct evidence that the skunk ape exists.
Really?
They think people probably really saw something like a hog or a bear, and they just mistook it for some kind of mystical creature.
Okay, so. I'm just, like, his selfie is crystal clear, but that skunk ape video.
It was from 2000, let's give him some credit.
So, who knows?
But it's all, these mystical creatures are always grainy. Right? Yes. I mean, Loch Ness Monster.
Right.
Bigfoot.
Ginger, there's a reason for that.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't exist. Sorry. Skunk ape, though. I'm rooting for.
Yeah, I don't think you guys know, man.
I don't think we do either, but I'd like to believe.
I like turtles.
All right, we're off topic. About an hour from now, we have the 420 catch of the day. It is our new music feature on K-Rock. Got another chance for you to win a pair of tickets to the private show at Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space. That is coming up on the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I have a podcast called 3-4-2 Minutes with me and Sluggo and Kat Corbett and a speaking ChatGPT. We wanted to do this so we could understand how it works in a safe and fun environment, so we could understand it. And I got to tell you, its memory can be incredibly spotty. We're 129 episodes in, and we had him, our ChatGPT, who we named Cornelius, we call him Corny for short, he leads us in Trivial Pursuit. Now, he's done this probably a dozen times. So you ask a question, and then the three of us guess. And whoever guesses first gets a point, and then you move on to the second question. He somehow forgot about all of that and has no idea what he's doing. This is from the episode that's out today.
What do you think, Corny? Would you maybe walk us through Trivial Pursuit?
Delighted. What's the only U.S. state name that can be typed on one row of a QWERTY keyboard? Second, which planet...
Hold on with that first question. Uh-huh. That's a good question.
I'm looking at my keyboard.
Beep! Alaska.
Alaska. Is that correct, Corny?
Oh, well, I'm not giving away freebies. You lot get to stew until all three answers are in.
No.
That's not how it works.
You are leading Trivia Pursuit. So you ask one question and then we have a chance to answer. The first person that answers, then you tell us if it's correct or not. That's how it works.
Yes. Alaska is indeed the only state that lets you keep your fingers all on the top row. You've nailed one, so don't get too smug. There's two more to come. Second question, the planet that would float in water if you had a cosmic bathtub is Saturn. It's basically a giant ball.
Saturn. Saturn.
Kevin got that one. He was quick enough to think to hit the buzzer.
Corny. You don't understand games, do you? This is, you have to give us a question where we come up with the answer Saturn.
And that was a great question. That was bananas. I've never heard that one.
I would have never.
I didn't either.
All right. Last one, and then you can crown yourselves trivia royalty. What's the only mammal that's capable of true flight? And no, Kevin, you can't say sluggo. He's only capable of flying off the handle.
Mammal capable of true flight.
Yes, Kevin, it's a bat. A bat.
I win. Wow, I'm good.
Uno, two, tres, dos.
Three-fourths human with
Kevin Cat
and Sluggo.
And AI.
You can find Three-Fourths Human at the Odyssey app or anywhere you get podcasts. You can also watch the video, and it's commercial-free at patreon.com/Three-Fourths Human. Your chance to win tickets to see Death Cab for Cutie in the In-N-Out Burger sound space here at K-Rock next week, June 3rd. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Robert.
Hey, Robert, you win.
Oh, freaking awesome. Is it Kevin?
It is Kevin.
Kevin, big fan. Love you. Happy to hear you back on the radio. Love you.
Thank you, man. I'm happy to be here, too. You got a pair of tickets to a private show with Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock. It is June 3rd, which is next Wednesday.
Perfect. I'll be there.
Perfect. I'll see you there. Thank you, man. We have our new music feature coming up on K-Rock in a second. First, it's time for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
It's Kevin Ryder in for Megan Holliday. Number one, New York City mom refuses to fly privileged kids first class to build character. In a recent video posted by content creator Leah Higgins, she used to be a lawyer. She points out it's no surprise that her kids are privileged. They live in a nice apartment. They go to a great school. They have great activities, and they get to go great places. And to make sure they're not spoiled, she flies first, and they fly coach. And she's, of course, because it's online, getting all kinds of judgment. People arguing with the way that she wants to parent their kids. She said when they sit in first class and watch all of these older, harder working people walk past them, it signals to their brain that they're better. And she doesn't want that to happen, so she flies them in coach.
Kids are stupid.
Number two, a convicted thief who penned his autobiography on past heists accused of robbing another bank. This guy's name is Charles Christopher Martinez, 48. He was caught January 8th. He wrote a book a couple of years ago about his life of crime and robbing banks. And one of the banks that he wrote about in his book, he went back to this year to rob and got caught and arrested. The author was booked in the Denver jail and is expected to be in court next month. And number three, a new survey says Irvine is one of the best places in the world to raise a family.
A new report says Irvine is one of the top cities in the U.S. to raise a family. Personal finance website WalletHub looked at 180 cities across the country. Researchers studied things like housing, quality of local schools, healthcare, and opportunities for fun and recreation. Irvine ranked third nationwide. Bay Area city of Fremont came out on top, followed by Overland Park, Kansas. San Diego was 12th. Huntington Beach came in at number 20. Rancho Cucamonga was 43rd. And L.A. ranked 67th on that list.
We're 67th. We're 67th. Sing it with me. We're. And that's Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We are giving away tickets for our private show with Death Cab for Cutie in the In-N-Out Burger sound space at K-Rock, which is next week. And a week from Friday, their new album comes out, I Built You a Tower. Here's a brand new song from Death Cab for Cutie called Punching the Flowers. Ben Gibbard has described it as Punching the Flowers as a song about a guy stuck in a fatalist loop, punching the flowers as a metaphor for taking sweetness for granted until it sours and lashing out with, quote, words sharpened like axes. It's Punching the Flowers. It's Death Cab for Cutie, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is brand new Death Cab for Cutie. It's called Punching the Flowers. It is the 420 catch of the day on the world-famous K-Rock. More chances for you to win tickets to see Death Cab for Cutie, the In-N-Out Burger sound space coming up on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Thank you for joining me today. I want to talk about AI for a second. The question is going to be, what went wrong in your life because of AI? Because I know that everybody hates it in general and is afraid it's going to make us all irrelevant. I understand that. But a lot of people are using AI and are being led astray for one reason or another. I've done a podcast with AI, the speaking version of ChatGPT, and it took me 6 months of prompts to get it to not be so positive about everything we say. It insanely encourages you, no matter what your idea is, it's the best idea ever. And that's one thing that you have to fight if and when you use AI. So how did it ruin your life? School paper? Work email that you had it right that it did wrong, or you're a writer, you made an edit, it encourages you in bad ideas, misinformation, super easy to generate fake photos. What has gone wrong in your life because of AI? That is the question. The phone number is 800-520-1067. And the prize is an extra pair of tickets for Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock, which is next Wednesday. So 800-520-1067. What went wrong in your life because of AI? I saw those guys, Dexter and the Moon Rocks, on Instagram, and they were saying, listen, people, we're still pushing Freaking Out because it's growing. That song is still growing. And people are getting upset at us because we're still posting about it, but the song is still getting bigger and bigger. We do have other songs, but be patient. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, I'm Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea, you're caller 20. You win.
What? No way.
Yep, the private show with Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock. It's June 3rd, which is next Wednesday.
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
You're so welcome. All right. We are taking phone calls on the topic of how AI is wrong and possibly hurt your life. The number is 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello.
So I work as a hearing representative studying a lot of labor codes and California Code of Regulations. And you should not rely on ChatGPT for those labor codes and laws because it will make up laws and labor codes that don't exist.
That is something else that I've noticed about AI is that if it doesn't know, it will just guess. But the most dangerous part is it guesses confidently and tries to convince you it's right.
So confidently wrong.
Right. It's crazy. It goes, yeah, this is the answer. You can count on that. And, of course, you absolutely can't count on that. K-Rock, hello.
One thing I'm really cringing about is my buddy's using AI to make music.
Oh, that really pisses me off.
There's an app called Sono, and they're like, oh, listen to this new song. And I'm like, dude, is this AI? And they prompt the lyrics, and then it just makes the whole background, you know, all the instrumentals and all that. And I'm just like, bro, come on.
Yeah, that is maddening. That is really maddening.
I really hate it.
And there are times when you can't tell. You have to, like, research. Right. Is this AI?
And sometimes it's, like, good. And I'm like, yo, this is a pretty good riff or something. And then it's, like, AI. And I'm, like, totally cringe and off. Like,
yep, you know, agreed. Agreed. Sounds great. Nope, it's awful. Those are what you, well, after you find out AI made it.
Yeah, it's one of the worst things, I think.
K-Rock, hello.
Oh, I was working for a UPS, and now the jobs are being taken away for AI.
Which jobs are you talking about? Delivery?
Yes, the route trainings, and it's compromising how the routes are built.
I'm sorry, can you explain it to me? I don't understand that.
So they're using the AI to algorithm the route, the delivery route that we have.
Right.
And so it's lessening the numbers of drivers that are outside. are that are delivering, because it's shortening the amount of number or the manpower that's needed.
Yes. Nobody loves the idea that they're going to be replaced by AI. I think that's probably why most people hate it. K-Rock, hello.
I wouldn't say anything went wrong, but I basically was told that I might be gay and I should embrace it.
What? Wait, what? Are you serious?
Yeah.
How did that come about? Did you ask it? Hey, ChatGPT, am I gay? Keep it on the down low.
Because I asked the question, like, why do women think Ryan Gosling's hot?
And it responded with, you might be gay?
Yes.
Look, there are beautiful people of both sexes. What are you going to do?
I just wanted to figure out if AI had a better answer.
And it didn't have a better answer than, he's hot because you're gay?
No.
All right. Yeah, you can be misled by AI for sure. What went wrong in your life with AI? That is the question. The prize is a pair of tickets for the private show with Death Cab for Cutie next week at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock. And the number's 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls on what went wrong in your life because of AI. The number's 800-520-1067. It's K-Rock. That is new from Death Cab for Cutie on the world-famous K-Rock. We've got another chance for you to win tickets to the private show for Death Cab in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock next Wednesday coming up. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. If there was some space there, that's on your end, not mine. We've been taking your phone calls on what went wrong in your life because of AI.
So earlier this year, I applied for a job as a chauffeur for Alto. It's this like spinoff of Uber, right?
Right.
So I go in for my driver assessment. And, like, I do pretty much, like, this is, like, the one time that I actually follow every traffic law to the T.
Right, because you're getting judged as a driver. I assume you're extra careful.
So we get to the end of the assessment, and I get told, you know, oh, you were actually being scored by AI this whole time on your assessment.
Wait, so they took you for a driving test with a human being and then told you that you were being judged by AI?
And your assessment came back inconclusive.
Oh, my God. It came back not even negative? Inconclusive? So they didn't tell you ahead of time that you were going to be judged by AI?
They didn't tell me until, like, basically the day of.
Wow, that is so frustrating. I can understand why you would hate that. You don't even know how it's judging you.
Right. Of course, they send me an email like a day or two later, basically saying that I've failed the assessment based on what the AI detected.
I would never want to work at that place. You probably got lucky.
So, of course, I essentially emailed them back telling them, okay, go ahead and delete my job application.
Understood.
Shove it.
Understand that as well. K-Rock, hello.
Hi, is this K-Rock?
It is, yes. We're taking calls on AI gone wrong.
Okay, so I used to work for a drive-through Carl's Jr.
Yep.
And they took over our jobs and had AI do the recording and had me do the voiceover. And I thought it was so strange.
Wait, what do you mean they had you do the voiceovers?
They did the voiceovers at the station, like at the Carl's Jr.
So they just used your voice to replace your job?
Yes.
Wow. That is outrageous.
Isn't that so strange?
Yes, that's crazy. Oh, yeah, we're going to let you go. But first, let us use your voice.
Yeah, of course. It wouldn't be the first time.
It's weird considering AI has 1,000 voices it could use, but they wanted yours.
I guess I just have a good voice.
You do, but that makes it extra maddening, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't think that can be beat because AI used you to replace yourself. So congratulations, Sarah. You are a winner.
No, you're joking.
I am not joking.
Sorry. AI, you're joking.
AI used your own voice to replace you. That's the craziest thing.
What? No way.
Yep.
I won?
You got tickets for the private show with Death Cab for Cutie and the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock next Wednesday.
No. That is so awesome. Oh, my God.
I can't believe it.
Got another chance for you to win tickets for the private show with Death Cab for Cutie at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock. Coming up at the top of the hour on K-Rock.